Okay, Richard, you're up. You got a couple remarks on these, I'm sure.
Yeah, well, I'll just focus on 2719, and it proposes exactly what it says, that it would prevent landlords from requiring in leases, commercial leases in particular, from the requiring the tenant to indemnify the landlord for the landlord's own negligence. And this would be a huge change, because anyone who does any amount of commercial leasing knows that's a major aspect of negotiations. Just this week, I spent time on an amendment to a lease going round and round about that with the landlord. Landlords generally like to require a tenant to indemnify the landlord for the landlord's negligence, in particular, that occurs within the lease premises. And sometimes they try to expand that even into other areas. If passed, this would only apply prospectively. It wouldn't affect leases that are in effect on the effective date of the bill of the new law. But again, my instinct here is I would be really surprised if this passes. It's way too early to prognosticate, but what I'm hearing and just knowing the mood in the industry, I would be really surprised if this passes. But if it did, this would be big for anyone who does commercial leasing. So it's definitely worth following. And I might just mention in passing here that I'm chair of the Legislative Affairs Committee for the REPTL section, the real estate section of the state bar. So we focus on bills like this, and we also include land use bills in our report. And we produce a report every year that comes out early in the summer and will be available. It'll be presented initially at the Advanced Real Estate Law Conference in July and will be available, to all members of the REPTL section. So I just would put a plug in for that report, because it will give a high level summary of all real estate related bills, including this one should it pass, and land use bills, although it doesn't. Our expertise, most of our members of the committee, is not particularly land use. We will at least summarize and point out land use related bills that pass. So be looking for that report that my committee is in the process of putting together. You are monitoring bills right now. We'll put it together later this spring and into the early summer.
Excellent. Well, thank you, Richard. Thank you for that work and the contribution to that report. I bet many on the audience will be looking forward to that and find it very useful. HB 2801 by Hernandez.
Let's talk about another one that would be huge if it passes, and it would require landlords to, irrespective of what the lease might say, to give a 30-day notice prior to eviction, initiating eviction proceedings. And that would be in addition to the 3-day notice that's required under the property code. Under the property code, landlords are allowed to negotiate and contract for in the lease a lesser notice period, but the default per the statute is 3 days. So keep in mind, this would be in addition to that. So effectively, there would be a 30-day notice plus whatever notice is required by the lease or statute, 3 days or the lesser of what's required by the lease. Again, this would be a big change for landlords. Every landlord would have to adjust how they handle their evictions and they give their notices. Management companies would have to retool. And again, it's easy to see where this is just coming from the spirit of trying to help people through a lot of the difficulties during COVID, that people have been really concerned about being evicted. And this has just brought to light these kinds of issues. Again, it's too early to know. I can't tell based on where the bill has been so far, if this has any legs. We'll be monitoring it. I'd be surprised if it passes. I just feel like those in the industry will probably rise to the occasion and push back on it. But the landlords, I mean, but we'll see. We're going to definitely monitor the bill, because this would be another big one.
Fantastic. Thank you. HB 1101, sales price disclosures and real estate sales.
Another one I'll just mention, this would be huge. This would require sales price disclosures to be made on the conveyance documents. In other words, for instance, in your deed, you'd have to state the purchase price. And I know some other states, Colorado, for instance, I do a little work in Colorado, tend to be more transparent on purchase prices. Like you make a declaration of purchase price and deals in Colorado. So maybe the idea is to get more in line with what some other states do. I know some of my clients go to great lengths to not disclose the purchase price. This would be big. I mean, it would require changes to our forms, our conveyance documents. It would require us having to explain this to clients. And I don't see it passing. I would be really surprised, but we'll be monitoring it. And the penalty is pretty onerous. The proposed penalty is 5% of the purchase price as a civil penalty if you fail to comply. So just that alone, I think, might scare some people off that might otherwise be open to looking at this. But we'll be monitoring this on my committee. This would be one of the bigger things to happen in the world of real estate in a long time. I don't see it happening, but we'll be watching it.
It probably won't pass. It's been tried before. It from the local government perspective, it's badly needed, because it's well known that appraisal district assessments of commercial property are far under what they really are, because the appraisal districts simply don't have the tools to do the appraisals accurately. This would be the best tool you could give them, so that the values of the properties for which that the taxes are based on bear some semblance to reality.